What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, I'm going to react to a video of Rogan and Ice Cube talking about when Democrats tried to censor rap music back in the NWA days. It's going to break down a little history of that and a timeline of that. Before we do, though, I want to give you a word from Promo Palace.
And in promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pull promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You heard a beautiful lady. If you need online marketing promotions, please go to promopalace.biz. You see it scrolling below. Get marketing and promotions at promopalace.biz. All right, let's get into it. Joe Rogan, Ice Cube. Talking about when Democrats try to censor rap music, which, you know, sounds very familiar if you ask me what's going on right now, but let's keep it moving.
Went, what the fuck?
Yes.
The whole world. I remember I was in Revere, Massachusetts. I was on an elliptical machine at the gym. Mm-hmm. And a friend of mine told me, you got to listen to this shit. And I had a cassette Walkman.
Yeah.
So I'm there with a cassette Walkman on an elliptical machine, listening to Straight Outta Compton, going, holy shit. Like, this is wild. There was nothing like that before that. And I remember, like, laughing while I was riding the elliptical. I'm like, yeah, these guys are out of their fucking minds. Yeah. This is crazy. And then there was, like, the Tipper Gore shit where, yes, Al Gore's wife was trying to censor rap music.
The PMRC, Parents Resources Against Music Council or something like that.
Ugh.
And
you believe that, like... Like, think about it. They wasn't against sex, drugs, and rock and roll. I mean, they might have been at some point. But hip-hop, once hip-hop came out, they went batshit crazy. I mean, they had... I remember in the Straight Outta Compton movie, they literally had people buying the CDs and breaking them and running them over in the ground and everything. And Easy's like, hey, they can do what the hell they want to with them. They paid for them motherfuckers. And I thought that was, you know, crazy at the time. But then when you think about it, he's right. Like, you know, they got that money off of the CDs, whether they got destroyed or not. Like, you really, they thought they were, it's like those people throwing tomato soup on paintings. They think they really were doing something. They think they were really stopping NWA and, blocking them from their music being heard, but all you did was add more fuel to the fire because you just put more money in their pocket and gave them more resources to just keep going for it.
That was the Democrats, folks.
That's the reason you have an advisory sticker on the record, because that was the compromise. Because
the Democrats.
They were saying, you know, I sent my daughter to the record store to buy a record. She came home with the fucking Two Live Crew. I didn't know this shit was gonna be like this. You know, so, you know, the compromise from the record industry was, we'll put a parental advisory sticker on the record so if a parent was buying a record for Christmas, you know, they parents was like, I want Too Short. You know what I mean? They go by the Too Short.
It's crazy that he says Too Short. Too Short was the first rapper that I was a fanatic of as a kid. I remember going to the barbershop, Jack and Mike's barbershop on Hope Mills Road. And we used to get the Montrose cuts because Eric Montrose, you know, was a Tar Heel then. And they did. They were Jack and Mike's was a Tar Heel fan barbershop that had Tar Heel stuff everywhere, you know, and they did the Montrose cuts. But one time I told Kenny I wanted too short in my head, but I didn't want it like T-O-O short. I had it the number two, and then short put in my head as a kid. So Too Short was definitely one of the first rappers I was a fanatic of. And Too Short was definitely as explicit as 2 Live Crew. And another thing that a detail that he forgot to throw in there is it when he said them sending their daughters, it was them sending their white daughters to the record stores, and they came back with 2 Live Crew, and they was like, "What the fuck is this? Oh hell no." they started going batshit crazy over it. But you know, it's freedom of speech.
A record, put it in, and they like, what the hell? So we were the first group to put that sticker on our records. We were the very first group because Priority Records designed that parental advisory sticker. And that sticker. And it was actually, it had to be stuck on the record, like a sticker. And they had to go through all our records in every record store and put the sticker on. So the next time we did artwork.
Think about that. If you had to put a sticker, if you sold 1 million copies, they had to put 1 million stickers on there. The labor for that was crazy tremendous probably back then. And they got the second time around, which was the name of my second album, they like, oh, hold up, this ain't going to work. So they got smart and they put the parental advisory sticker on the actual artwork as you print it, which he's about to say.
We just planted it in the artwork.
Wow. Which
and then genius. Kids genius. Wouldn't buy your shit if it didn't have the sticker. It's like people was putting the sticker on clean records.
That's, you know, hilarious.
It's like a clean record, not 1 ounce of profanity on it, but they was putting the parental advisory because kids was.
That's crazy. Like, because nobody wants to hear the clean versions, except like Christian people and religious people. Nobody really wants to hear the clean versions. You want to hear the raw, authentic, dirty versions. Clean versions are for radio. You know, yes, the standards in the music industry is you need to make a clean version. That's so it won't be limited to who can listen and will listen, because there is, you know, religious people that will only listen to the clean versions and whatnot. But, yeah, like, I don't like getting an album, like 50 Cent album, and want to listen to the clean version. It just doesn't, it's not the same. It doesn't sound authentic. It doesn't sound genuine when you bleeping out every word, you know, all the cuss words, all the n-words. That's a lot of bleeping out, you know, especially rap nowadays. There's a lot of n-words being used, and so you got to bleep those out every other bar. But yeah, they had to literally put parental advisory stickers on clean versions to get them to sell, because nobody wanted clean versions. They wanted raw, authentic versions of the music.
Looking at it, it was like, we're sticking with no.
That's hilarious. The opposite effect. It promotes it.
Yeah.
Yes. That's exactly what happened. It promoted it.
2 Live Crew was the first band that got arrested, though, right? Weren't they the first band that got arrested?
On stage, I believe.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. You know, history, rap got a long history. You know, I don't know if somebody, you know, tackled, you know, Kool Herc or somebody
right
there.
Right.
But, that's the one that went, you know, nationwide news. And yeah, he got arrested.
Yeah.
Yeah, Luke fought for all of our freedom of speech, to be honest. You know, if they would have took Luke down and the 2 Live Crew at the time and said that this music is too obscene and you can't sell stuff like this, you know, everything would probably be so, you know, sterile right now, you know.
Yeah, oh, for sure. It will.
No, like, he's right. And that's why I had a post on Facebook today. Luke Campbell is one of the greatest people in American history. It wouldn't, this is the thing, that would have carried over, it wouldn't have just stopped at hip-hop. It would have carried over to all the genres. So it wasn't that he would just fight for the genres. It also would have carried over into probably comedy, movies. It would have carried over into every form of entertainment that deals with speech. You know, it definitely would have. And it probably wouldn't have just carried over to just the music. It probably would have carried over into day-to-day society. If Luke Campbell loses that case, I'm with Cube on that. Like, he's one of the greatest people in American history, Luke Campbell is. I don't care what anybody says.
That's the same thing with Howard Stern and radio.
Yes.
You know, they went after Howard. They fined them insane amounts of money for the Howard Stern show.
Yes, and I remember.
And if he just folded and gave into that, there'd probably be no podcasts, or it would have taken a lot longer for people to figure this out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be able to say whatever the fuck I feel, and nobody else will. But yeah, this is like happening all over again, because they're censoring music again. They're just censoring it in different ways. They're censoring it where you can't advertise on certain platforms. You know, like YouTube is definitely censoring music videos that I try to advertise for clients. They won't let them go through, won't approve. Like, they literally disapproved a video because it said fuck. I could say fuck on a podcast all day long and upload it. But as soon as you try to advertise it, oh, hell no. We ain't allowing that shit. It's such a double standard, such hypocrisy. That's why, you know, we got the Dizzle Gummies now. And check them out, DizzleNova.com. Definitely check out DizzleBrand.com as well. And we got the gummies, and it's a collab with Camp Nova Online, which is a celebrity cannabis company. And they were like, yo, go hard on Twitter with the cannabis products. And it makes sense, because Twitter is actually allowing, you know, women on their butt-ass naked to do posts, which is falls in the lines of censorship. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we're born naked, man. We got to get past people watching porn and nudity. Yeah, maybe kids shouldn't be watching it, you know, at a young age and being sexualized. But, you know, 18 and older, you got to get past that, man. But so they like, yeah, go hard on Twitter, man, because Twitter is definitely not censoring nowhere near none of these other platforms are if they're doing any censoring. They're definitely, like, I posted a gummy post on Facebook, and I get 30 days of restrictions on group post. In 24 hours, I can't message nobody. And what's crazy is I posted one pic that had the gummies of the actual label of the gummies in the jar. And then there was another pic where it's from a top view of the jar open and, you know, just looking at the gummies inside of it. They'll let me post that one with actual the picture of just the gummies, but I can't have the label saying gummies. It's like such double standards, such hypocrisies. They're censoring politicians, they're censoring content creators, they're definitely censoring musicians by not allowing them to advertise on certain platforms and whatnot, just because, you know, their music's explicit. You know, and it's like, what are we doing here, man? What are we doing here? So, yeah, Democrats were at the forefront of that. Democrats at the forefront of all the censorship now. You know, a lot of people would say Republicans are censoring people too. And I've heard in some places they were, like, maybe in like the Daily Wire and things of that nature. You know, but for the most part, from the larger scale, we can see that far left liberals, Democrats are fine with censoring anybody they disagree with. And I don't believe in God, so thank Luke Campbell for winning the case against the Supreme Court against these Democratic dictators who tried to censor hip-hop music, which I love with all my heart. I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for hip-hop music, or like Tupac said in his song Old School, I wouldn't be here today if the old school didn't pave through it, which is actually a Vin Rock sample from Naughty by Nature. But yeah, I wouldn't be here today if the old school didn't pave through it. Wouldn't be here today if it wasn't hip hop. I'd be dead or in prison, you know. So yeah, man, just a little reminder, you know, maybe y'all forgetting out there, all y'all super Democratic supporters, that Democrats have always been the ones at the forefront of censorship and whatnot. They've bamboozled and fooled people for so long. And I ain't saying everybody's got to go wave the Republican flag. I just don't know why people won't actually give an independent a shot for once. You know? You know, give an independent some of these places in the middle. I'd actually like to see a Libertarian, maybe like the People's Party and a Independent Party, you know, candidate be at the forefront. It's all like everything's about right and left, Republican, Democrat, black and white. There's no gray area whatsoever. Of course, I choose to be in it. I like to, you know, be in a gray area. I don't like to pick a side, but if you make me choose, you make me choose. I'm not going to choose the side that's censoring. That's for sure. As a content creator and as a hip hop artist myself, you know, Paul Masson, Paul Pickett isn't choosing Democrats. If you make me pick a side, I'm definitely not picking a side that's saying a boy can be a girl and a girl can become a boy, or a man can become a woman and a woman can become a man. I'm definitely not picking that side, and the side that also thinks that it's okay to just, you know, mass exterminate new life coming into the world just because, yeah, you know, that's a lot of things I'd have to go against the grain on the Democratic side. Once again, thank y'all for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.